Thoughts on Malachi, Malachi chapter 3 and verse 10. We come now to tithes and offerings, part 3, the third discourse on this section. And this section might be entitled The Command. Let me pause before I read the text. I've told you before, being a preacher makes me feel, I think it actually shows me to be, hypocritical. I don't know whether other preachers feel the same as this, or find the same. But these texts, these passages, may be quite pleasant to preach. They open up. The doctrine is clear. You expound it. You apply it. It's wonderful stuff. But it's the doing of it, my friend. It's the doing of it. And this is no exception. What is the command? Let me read it to you. Malachi verse 10, chapter 3. This is what God says through Malachi to Judah. Bring the whole tithe into the storehouse, that there may be food in my house. Malachi 3:10. You can see that God is speaking as a man. Men get hungry. Men need sustenance. They need food. They have a house. They live in a house. God doesn't live in a house. He doesn't need meat and all the rest of it. But he's speaking as a man. He says to them, bring the whole tithe into the storehouse, that there may be food in my house, sustenance in my house. He's talking about the temple. He's talking about the old covenant. He's talking about the tithes and offerings that the Jews, he has commanded that the Jews, Israel, should provide for the satisfaction and maintenance of the temple system and covenant. And as a man, he needs food, he's got a house, and he wants it brought in. He's got a larder, a storehouse. Bring the whole tithe into the storehouse, that there may be meat, food in my house. You didn't miss the word whole, did you? It's not only the tithes and offerings. It's not the duty and so on fulfilled. It's all of it. Not part of it. The lot. Bring it, says God. Clearly they're keeping back. They're holding back. Perhaps they're giving 80%. We know they're offering shoddy sacrifices. It's not all devoted to God. I know he's speaking as a man. I know he's speaking as a man needing food for sustenance and health. But it's fairly clear here. Judah has promised to keep the covenant. Now keep it. It's your responsibility. Don't pray about it. Do it. Don't set up a committee about it. Don't pass resolutions about it. Don't write books on it. Don't preach sermons on it. Do it. Do it. In my house, the temple, in the new old covenant. Now, let's be clear. Let me remind you. I keep saying it, but it's essential. This is old covenant. What's the new covenant equivalent? Well, I'll tell you what the new covenant equivalent is. God requires of me, my friend, not 50%, 50-50. God requires 100%. I've used the illustration before. I remember preachers, one preacher at least, or somebody saying many years ago, when I was newly converted, David, you don't have to give up anything. Quite wrong. You have to give up everything. I use the illustration of Mrs. Payne, who said, David, don't take it too far. What she should have said is she'd been a spiritual woman, which she was not. She should have said, David, you take it all the way with God. 100%. Half-hearted devotion, half-hearted shoddy service is not good enough. There's the old covenant equivalent, tithes and offerings in a literal sense. What's the new covenant equivalent? It's not simply money. My friend, God says, give me thy heart. Unbeliever, God wants your heart. He wants your soul. He wants everything, and he'll give you everything. Believer, God requires of us everything. And has he not given us everything in our Lord Jesus Christ? Bringing all the tithes into the storehouse. Let's please our God and not be half-hearted about it. Brother and sister. Amen.